The latest power struggle between reformists and conservatives in Iran may be coming to an end. The dispute over appointments to a key government council has delayed the inauguration of President Mohammad Khatami. Khatami is the leader of the reformist camp and the most popular figure in Iran. He was re-elected president 2 months ago, winning more than 70% of the vote. But he continues to face problems from hardline conservatives. They control Iran's judiciary, intelligence service, and the state broadcasting network. Washington Post reporter John Anderson is in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Good morning, John.
Hi, how are you?
What are the details of this latest political confrontation?
Well, in order to understand what's going on here, you have to appreciate that Iran is an Islamic republic, and it's got really parallel governments. One is religious and appointed, and the other one is administrative and elected. And there's been a clash between the two wings of the government over an appointment to one of the religious bodies. Parliament, which is elected, has the authority to appoint some of the members of the religious body, its counterpart called the Guardian Council. And when they got a list of names from the judiciary about who they might elect onto this council, they basically said, these people are all too conservative, too young, and too inexperienced. We don't like any of them, and they refused to elect them. Now, the conservatives got very upset with that because this is, after all, the main way that they have to block the reform movement is through the Guardian Council because it can veto parliament's laws. And so they said, well, if you don't have the Guardian Council membership, then they have to be present at President Khatami's inauguration. And if they can't be present, then they shouldn't have the inauguration. They went to the Supreme Leader, who's the head of the entire country. He said the law on this is ambiguous, and I need a ruling from another body called the Expediency Council. He asked the Speaker of the House to please delay the inauguration while I get a ruling from the Expediency Council on what to do. And so they delayed the inauguration.
And how have the lawmakers then resolved it?
The Expediency Council basically said that to Parliament that here's what we're going to do. We're going to order the judiciary to send you back a list of names, and you have to vote some of the members onto the Guardian Council from the list you're going to get. And so ordinarily you would need a 50% vote in order to approve people on the Guardian Council. And they said, but in this case, what we're going to do is if you can't receive 50% of the vote, then we're going to take the man with the most votes gets to win.
And did he then win?
Well, I think clearly the conservatives won because the Expediency Council had basically set up a system where the rules could be bent. Instead of an absolute majority, they said that you could have just a simple majority. And what that means is that the two people who were elected today probably never would have been elected by this parliament. Previously, on Saturday, before this whole crisis began, in fact, one of them had received only 16 votes. The other one had received 31. Today, when they did the absolute majority, no one got one. They went to a second round of just a simple majority, and 165 of the reformist members of parliament submitted blank ballots. And so the two people who were ultimately elected are conservatives, and they were each elected with about 62 votes out of a 290-member parliament, which means they only got about 21%. And under normal rules, they needed 50%, or about 146 votes.
Looking ahead to President Khatami's second term, what are people there looking for?
Well, one of the things people are looking for here immediately is the whole issue of who's going to be on Khatami's cabinet. The reformists, and particularly women, think that they deserve some positions at the top of ministries. Women played a huge role in electing Khatami. They supported him overwhelmingly and felt that they deserved a place on his cabinet, and it doesn't look like they're going to get it. But after we get over the initial bumps here at the start of his administration, one of the key things that everybody is looking for is for the government to do something about the economy. They've got horrendous unemployment. They've got very high inflation. They've got an amazing brain drain with youth and some of the top technical people of the country and academics fleeing for jobs outside of Iran. And so I think one of the things they need to do is get an economic program together, spur privatization, try and get some more foreign investment in, try and lower inflation, and create some of the jobs that they figure they need about 1 million jobs a year in order to take care of the people who are just the new people, the youngsters who are entering the job market. Last year, they created less than 400,000, less than half. So the one thing that everybody is looking for is some kind of economic improvement here over the next 4 years.
John Anderson speaking from Tehran. He is a reporter for The Washington Post.